Uno, a neutered white and tabby adult male short hair house cat. Adrian, a neutered male black and white tuxedo kitten. Chimi, a black and white neutered adult male border collie mix. You can see these pets at KBOE.com by clicking on Adopt a Pet. Brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and the Hills Science Diet. For more information on these pets, call 620-340-6345 or visit PetFinder.com.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:24. And it is time for the ESU Buzz. The Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, and MLS number 424226. And by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu.
Hey, Emporia. You don't have to go far to find a university that will get you far in your career. I'm talking about Emporia State University. They have exceptional programs that will prepare you for success in some of the most in-demand jobs, like business, nursing, education, and cybersecurity. And it's one of the most affordable universities around, so you get a great degree with a fraction of the debt. So where can you start to build a great future for yourself? Right here at Emporia State University. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
It's never too early to start saving at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. ESFCU offers a variety of savings options for special occasions in your life. Get ready for Christmas shopping, put money away for next year's vacation, or start a rainy day fund. All of these and more available at ESFCU.com or text or call today. 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
KVOE News Time is 8:26. That makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Kayla Maxfield here on the ESU Buzz, Emporia State's Executive Director of Engagement, and Champions Landing owner Jeremy Rusko. Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. I'm doing great. How are you?
So far, so good. Jeremy, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Good to see you.
Hey, good to see you guys. Glad to have you in studio as we talk about the community-focused Live at the Hive kickoff event we've mentioned here earlier. That's been moved to Champions Landing because of the heat and the humidity we've been highlighting basically all week. But before we start talking about those plans, Kayla is the new Executive Director of Engagement. How are things going here as the really the classes got started here earlier this week?
Oh my gosh, Chuck. It's been amazing to see all the students back on campus. There's a lot of energy, excitement, a ton of activities. I keep saying for the kids, but they aren't kids, they're adults. But for the students, you know, and so it's just been a really good buzz around campus. I love it. From my office, I can see the students walking past. And yesterday I went to walk through the union and I was high-fiving and it was great. So the energy and all the students back, we're really excited about this year. So yeah, it's going great.
Now talk about your role as Executive Director of Engagement, really kind of what that means and who you're reaching out to as far as that engagement is concerned.
Yeah, so one aspect of the engagement team that we are building still, but we have a great team, is really focused on community engagement. So we want to make sure that the community has access to campus, that we are partnering with our community members, and really bridging the gap between university and community. You know, it's a mutually beneficial relationship. We call it town and gown. And that's something that we continue to strive to do, you know, with ESU and the community and surrounding areas. So those will be some of the things that we're focusing on from an engagement perspective.
And that's where Live in the at the Hive is perfect, right?
Exactly. Yep, yeah. That was the whole thing of it. So Live at the Hive is a tailgate series that we do on campus before ESU football games. And this year, here in 2024, decided to try something where we did a kickoff for Live at the Hive. So basically a precursor to our first game, which is next Thursday, the home opener, tailgate, or Turnpike Tussle against Washburn. Yep, so that'll be a big one. But wanted to invite the community out, meet local, not just our Hornet players and our Hornet athletes, but also invite our local high schools. So Emporia High Spartans, the Mighty Spartans, you know, some of the local areas, and just do a kickoff tailgate event where the community's invited as well and get to meet and greet and just kick off the season.
4 o'clock start time, but it was scheduled to be downtown in the 900 block of Commercial, but you are looking at saving some people from excessive heat, it looks like, huh?
Exactly. We started looking at that forecast, and with the temperature and the humidity, we were just a little bit concerned. Well, we weren't a little bit concerned. We went back and forth a lot. There's a lot of discussion on, you know, what do we do? We want to make sure that people are safe, and our players are safe, and our students are safe, and the community is safe. So Jeremy Resko, we actually reached out to him. He was nice enough to entertain the idea that maybe we move this from being downtown over to his to Champions Landing, and that way there's some more shade, maybe some indoor opportunities, grass where we're not standing on the asphalt that can get really hot. So Wednesday this week, Jeremy got a call from one of us, you know, frantic, and he said, okay, we'll figure it out. Come on over. We'll get a plan. So we're very thankful for that.
Well, so, Jeremy, yeah, has the plan come together?
We're
How's
doing
plan
it.
Working, huh?
Yeah, we're doing it. We're excited. You know, we want people to understand that Champions Landing is a place for everybody in Emporia and from anywhere. And partnering up with Emporia State University for this activity, for this Live at the Hive kickoff event is certainly, I think, a great way for the ESU students to feel the energy and feel the excitement of the start of the season, the start of the year. And, yeah, we're looking forward to having a lot of people on site. And the great thing is, yeah, we'll be outside, we'll be inside. You know, if you need to cool off, we got air conditioning inside. But certainly the activities will be outside, and just certainly looking forward to it.
How, in a situation like this, kind of talk a little bit about the turnaround that you have to do as far as maybe layout is concerned and planning and staffing here to foster something like this, because I'm imagining there's going to be several hundred people that are going to be on site here during that 3.5 hour window.
Sure. Well, we're creative. We like to work on short notice and welcome, you know, good opportunities when they're there. And certainly with us being so close to Emporia State University, we want to be great partners with the university and make sure that the students feel Champions Landing is something that they can venture over to, and maybe that's something that helps keep them in town for the weekend. So, yeah, we got a great staff at Champions Landing, and we're creative, and we're excited to find a way to make it work, and we're doing it.
So logistically, where will things be set up outside then, Jeremy?
So the stage will be, just a little north of the pool area. There's some shade down there and some flat ground, so the pool will be open if anybody wants to do a little cannonball and cool off during the heat. So definitely can cool off there, and there's going to be a lot of excitement. Having so many people there is going to be good, but the event is outside in itself. There will be food and beverage outside. But if you need to go inside and get cooled off, downstairs in Champs Bar and Grill will be open for, you know, food and beverage. The restrooms are inside as well. And then there's Champs Coffee Shop upstairs, where you can certainly have a good view of the course and the outside event, the Live at the Hive events. And plenty of room for everybody. So make sure. And even if the parking lot's full, just park on the street and find a way to walk in. So it's going to be great.
1801 Rural is the address. Everyone is welcome at Champions Landing. 4 o'clock, Live at the Hive. Well, Kayla, let's talk about some of the activities that will be taking place. What's scheduled?
Awesome. So we have, of course, the fun tailgate game. So cornhole, we've got a football toss. We will have a live music from the band Undercover, so we're excited about that. And then I already said the toss, right? Okay,
yep.
Yes, football toss. I'm trying to think of all the other fun yard games that we will have. Those are some of the highlights of those.
No lawn darts, though.
No lawn darts. Yeah, we're not doing those. Right. And then I do want to mention that we will have, we're really excited because not only are we going to have some of our Hornet athletes, and I might have already mentioned this, but I do want to say it again, but we will have the Mighty Spartans. Some of them will be there so we can meet some of those Mighty Spartans. They're going to have their jerseys on. Of course, Emporia High football team, some of them will be there. And then Hornet football, the Hornet soccer team, Hornet cross country, and our spirit teams, and of course Corky will be there too. So come meet and greet the players. Also, we'll probably do a little bit of a soccer game. I'm sure the soccer team will set some of that up. We'll have some great prizes to give away for those, some grand prizes, so you can come down with a chance to win some ESU swag. And I can tell you what the grand prize is, or do I save that for a little bit later?
Go ahead. Let her rip.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Drum roll. So our grand prize. People might not be aware, or maybe you've seen it. We do have some new chair backs at the stadium, which are amazing.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Looks
and,
great.
Yeah, our grand prize this year will be four tickets, season-long tickets to the ESU game in those chair backs.
So, oh, nice.
Yes, so we're really excited about that.
So I know previously that the ESU Marching Hornets were scheduled to make an appearance. Is that going to be taking place, do you know?
Actually, they are not. Unfortunately, just with the change in venue, it was a little bit longer of a distance for them to carry their instruments, and we were worried about the heat, so we decided that they would not be making an appearance for that. However, we will have the spirit teams, and then the Marching Hornets will be at the Live at the Hive, so you can watch them perform there as well. We just want to make sure we keep those students nice and safe. It's quite the ways in that 100 and some degree heat carrying those instruments, so...
Yeah, we'd hate to have that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can imagine carrying a tuba in
exactly.
108.
Yeah,
exactly. Heat index, don't want to do that.
Right, yes. So.
And it's going to be busy, too, because you have the ESU-only pool party. If memory serves me correctly, that's coming up tomorrow.
So
tomorrow, yeah.
I'm so excited about this. So Friday nights, when the students come back, we try to put some events together for their Friday night events that we want to encourage the students to let them know, hey, there are things to do in Emporia, stay around for the weekend. And Jeremy contacted our team a couple weeks ago and said, hey, I have this idea. And I don't know, Jeremy, I can let you talk about what
yes,
the idea
please
is.
Fill in details.
Pool party! And the first phone call went to, not a phone call, because he was actually having lunch at Champs Bar and Grill, was to President Ken Hush. President Hush, we're looking forward to the pool party, and the first to lead in the cannonball competition is going to be President Hush. And,
oh, there is a cannonball competition.
Yes, so that's... we're just kicking things off with the splash, and going to be a lot of buzz around Champions Landing that day. But we're you know, really want again the students to understand that, and the community to understand that Champions Landing is a place for everybody to be, and a place where a lot of stuff is happening. And we got a lot of events scheduled for the back to school pool party bash. Mm-hmm. And Kayla, you can maybe say the proper pronunciation of everything, but.
I'm so excited about this back-to-school pool party, ESU Friday nights. So we are going to have a quote-unquote celebrity on campus.
Cannonball
contest. So in that, and Jeremy was able to talk President Hush into this. I think he was probably the only one that was. I was like, so President Hush will be participating, and then Coach Higgins, and we have some other ones, and we also have some Hornet athletes and Hornet students that are going to be participating. So I'm super excited. I get to judge that.
Wow,
yeah. Right. So it should be a really good time. And of course, Corky will be there also for that. We've got Corky some swim trunks. He'll be hanging out, and you know, for the kids, for the students to come back, they'll be doing some line dancing opportunities to enter to win some prizes and games. And just a fun activity for the students too.
That's something that you know, you started in the past, but you will have Friday night events throughout the school year for students, will you not?
Absolutely, yes,
yeah.
Yes. So we are working on that list of events, but that is definitely something we'll be doing.
Mm-hmm. What a way to kick it off!
Yeah, absolutely.
President Hush cannonballing, nicely
and
done.
Coach Higgins, what a deal!
Yeah. Exactly, it's a way
and
to
other use. And other coaches.
Yes.
So that's for the students coming up 6 to 9 tomorrow. That's about here, tomorrow night.
Friday, yeah.
Right.
So Friday for the students, and then Saturday for the entire community and all those surrounding. Please come out. We'd love to meet you. We'd love for you to meet the Hornet players and just have a good time, and everyone is welcome.
So, Jeremy, how are things going at Champions Landing?
Every day is a new adventure, a new challenge. But there's a lot of stuff going on there, and certainly just really appreciate the Emporia community embracing what we've got going on there, and you know, coming in and checking out, seeing what's going on. And it's really cool to see new faces day in and day out that come in that have lived in Emporia their whole life and never been in the parking lot, never been inside the building, and they're just blown away by, you know, just how much stuff there is at Champions Landing. And we've got Champs Bar and Grill, Champs Coffee Shop, we've got a 9-hole golf course, an 18-hole championship level disc golf course, we got the swimming pool, we got fishing down at the pond, and anybody can walk the cart pass sun up to sundown. Don't have to check in or do anything for that. But, yeah, again, we just want...
You can fish?
You can fish, absolutely. Yeah. And I am surprised constantly by how many people go down and fish at the pond. It's a $5 day pass to go fishing. But, yeah, we've got some great fishing. I don't necessarily recommend that you keep the fish and eat them. but it's a great activity. Yeah,
so the just fish on the menu at Champions Landing is not from the pond.
Correct. It is okay. Not. We're calling that Victory Lake at Champions Landing. And the new fish and chips that we've got on the menu, which I think is the best fish and chips in the area, is certainly not from fish from Victory Lake.
But, you know, you're talking about all the different activities at Champions Landing, the different amenities, and I'm assuming that you've already got a pretty good fall schedule for activities that's up and ready to go.
Well, just, you know, one more thing we got going on is Emporia State University Cross Country is doing a time trial. I think time trial is Saturday morning. And so Emporia State University Cross Country coming out to, you know, just again, we're next door neighbors. We should absolutely be better friends and better partners. And we're just, yeah, thrilled to have Emporia State University Cross Country come out, run a little 2-mile loop on the property. And it's not going to disrupt much of anything. And so we're just, again, excited to be good partners of Emporia State University.
They'll be there on Saturday night, too. So those cross country team will be there all day, which will be great.
You mentioned the 18-hole, you know, championship disc golf course. I think the Worlds are taking place this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's correct. Professional World Championships are out in Virginia. First round was yesterday, and final round is on Sunday. And so, yeah, off to a start. We do have the live coverage on at Champions Landing down in Champs Bar and Grill. So if you want to watch the Disc Golf Network and the Professional World Championships live coverage, you can go to Champs Bar and Grill, and you'll be able to watch it.
So when's the next big event, disc golf event, happening up at Champions Landing then?
Great question. I don't think we've got anything on the calendar, but it sounds like we probably need to do some sort of Emporia State University disc golf event with all this Emporia State University talk we got going on.
Oh, yeah.
So,
the disc golf team.
That's right. There,
so. Yep. Head coach Eric McCabe.
That's right.
Well, good to get to, yeah, it'd be great to get them out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, so. Indeed. Caleb, what else you got cooking, you know, as far as, you know, really student engagement here over the next several weeks?
Absolutely. So we do have our Live at the Hive events coming up for every single tailgate, every single home game. So you can go to esuhornets.com and look at that. But those tickets include all you can eat, you know, food and drink, VIP event. So we're excited about that. Several other events. Check out emporia.edu and also follow us on Instagram, X. I almost said Twitter. Gosh, that dates me. Yeah, Instagram, X, and Facebook. And we'll have a list of events and the Friday night events too. Also, I want to give a quick shout out to Emporia Main Street and the city of Emporia. But Emporia Main Street was instrumental in helping us set up everything for the downtown piece when we were going to go downtown. So just really want to say thank you to Jess and Casey and their teams. They've been great to work with, so, and they continue to be.
Good deal. Okay, before we wrap things up here on The Buzz, I wanted to ask you just kind of your thoughts, because I think both of you were students at Emporia State.
Same time, too.
Same time, yeah. How about that? this is, I think, probably a little different approach from the university and from maybe the business community than when you guys were going through. And I wanted to maybe, it's going to put you on the spot here, kind of ask how cool this would have been from your perspective had some of these type of different things have been going on when you were students. And Jeremy, I get to start with you.
You get to start with me. Okay. With well, you. Yeah. You know, again, as I said earlier, I think this is a really unique thing for Emporia State University to be doing and to be partnering with. And certainly in the past with the Emporia Country Club members only model business, it wouldn't be possible. And so, yeah, I do think that this is a little different, and having, you know, President Hush and some of the coaches partake in this, I think really shows the Emporia State University students that we're all human. We're all, you know, wanting to have a good time. And this is, you know, a way to kind of, we'll just say, let loose a little bit and be more fun than, you know, the maybe the stuffy classroom or the, you know, the professionalism of sorts that goes on And so, yeah, I don't know. I'm probably not answering this in a good way. I'm just going to turn it over to Kayla, too.
Student experience. I know exactly what you're saying.
Seriously, Kayla. I mean, this would have been a ton of fun.
It would have been amazing, yeah. And I don't even want to date ourselves, but I'm going to. Like 15 years ago, you know, 15, 16 years. How many years ago? I don't know.
20 years? I don't know.
Gosh, I was trying to give myself a couple
of
years.
Maybe there. Were you on the 8-year program? Right.
I might have been, yeah. But, you know, 20 years ago, downtown, I remember we didn't go much. We didn't really go downtown much. I mean, there wasn't a lot to do that we knew of. And so, really, we were just on campus or, you know, probably out to eat at bars or restaurants, but that was about it. So having this opportunity for the students, I think, is really neat that we did not have that then. And I, Emporia is an awesome community. We have an amazing business sector. We have a community that is supportive. And so in order for our students to enjoy those things as well is really a great relationship. And I think that's amazing that we're building on that because that's something that we have not had as strong as we probably could have in the past, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the pool party for Emporia State students at Champions Landing is 6 to 9 tomorrow, and then it's the reset Live at the Hive kickoff party 4 to 7:30 again at Champions Landing on Saturday. Jeremy, Kayla, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have a great turnout, and hope everybody's able to at least stay hydrated and enjoy things coming up on Saturday.
That's right. Thank you. Stingers up.
Stingers up.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right, Jeremy Rusko, Kayla Maxfield, our ESU Buzz guest today. It's 8:45 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
And the ESU Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. It is 8:46. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris makes her big speech tonight as she accepts the Democratic Party's nomination for